For any of your guests out there who don't know what a funnel is at all, it is a way to get leads and sales. If you're a business that needs leads and sales, then you need a funnel because it just directs them through those courses of action to sell your thing and increase your average cart value.
This is Chan with The Plan, the podcast, a podcast providing career advice and easy, actionable steps for frustrated professionals, helping you overcome career challenges so you stop feeling confused and defeated and start feeling focused and confident in order to excel in your career. I'm your host, Max Chan. Now let's dive into the episode. Hey, Matt, welcome to the show.
What is up, Maxine? I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, same here. I saw you in the Facebook group. You do a lot of work in ClickFunnels. I do. I used to go high level. I used to be a ClickFunnels customer, and then I stopped the funnels for a bit, and then I ended up doing go high level. But we can talk about my journey in terms of why I converted and why maybe I should have from your expertise. But before we dive into that, why don't you tell my audience a little bit about your background in terms of like what services you offer and how you get into ClickFunnels?
Yeah, for sure. And I'll try to keep it under 2 minutes here. So I am a videographer turned funnel builder. I got my start back in 2010 in high school doing video production. Went through college, did that. I started my wedding video business my last year of college. And as I graduated, I went full-time with that 3 months after I graduated. I was listening to a podcast. I was actually in those 3 months, I had a job for a church, a local church, and paying $24,000 a year. And I was having to drive an hour and a half one way to get there. And I would listen to Entrepreneurs on Fire. Maybe some of your listeners know who that is, John Lee Dumas. Listen to that podcast. He had a 7 day a week podcast, and I listened to 3 episodes on the way to work and 3 episodes on the way back, and decided I wanted to do some work for this guy. So I built a page on the back of my website that I sent to him. I got to him in a unique way. It's a different story, but got that funnel to him. And he said yes, and he agreed to letting me shoot some videos for him. You know, fast forward, I've done a lot of work with John. I've worked with a bunch of conferences. I've now worked with a bunch of other entrepreneurs. And it all stemmed from me creating that first funnel, which at the time, I didn't know it was a funnel. It was just a page on my website that I built for John. And in 2020, when the world shut down, as an in-person event videographer is what I was billed as at the time, I didn't have any money coming in anymore. Everything stopped. So I took the one funnel away challenge from ClickFunnels, and that's when I realized that I've been using funnels in my own business, like not efficiently, but I'd been using them and I learned what they were. And it was just like a complete shift in my mindset from that point on. And it's like, you know, I still do video. I still do it for people like Steve Larson and Stacey Martino that, you know, speak on stage at Funnel Hacking Live, those kind of people. I do videos for them. But I also do funnel building now, and I have my own mastermind, and I work for ClickFunnels hosting their trainings, their 2 Comma Club X and their 1 Funnel Away Challenge came full circle. Now I'm the host of that. So absolutely, that's my rundown in 2 minutes.
You mentioned an interesting concept in terms of like you gave value to the podcast host of Entrepreneurs on Fire, right? His name is John Dumas, right?
Yep, John Lee Dumas.
John Lee Dumas, yeah. And a lot of entrepreneurs or service providers, they would just DM people or email, reach out, but they don't really give any value ahead of time. You created a page and showed it to him as like a value add. That's a lot of effort for a pitch that he wasn't even expecting. Because usually people do like requests for proposals or presentations. They'll craft, like spend some time to create the pitch. But you didn't do any of that. You just had faith in yourself to say, okay, I'm going to work for this guy. What can I do to help improve his business? So then you showed a landing page to him, which is another term for funnel. And he liked it. And then you end up getting work, right? So in your opinion, why they decided to like go above and beyond in that approach compared to like the standard, oh, let me DM him first to see if he's interested?
The way I look at it, and especially since I did that back in, I believe that was 2015. The way I looked at it then and the way I look at it now is whenever you're reaching out to people who have a following, people who have, you know, these brands they have, and they have a lot of people contact them, if you just DM them, that stuff is white noise. It gets lost. So I didn't just build a funnel for John. I built that, but then I'll go into it a little more in depth. So you can, I'm under the belief that nobody is impossible to get in touch with. I've gotten in touch with other entrepreneurs. I got in touch with Russell Brunson the same way. I built a funnel. Oh, first, let me back up. So I love John Lee Dumas' stuff. I followed him everywhere. I was listening to, like I said, 6 episodes a day, basically. I was binging his content. And then one day he was affiliating a course called Create Awesome Online Courses by David Zeitman Garland. He was an affiliate for that. So he was just there bringing the numbers in. I would show up everywhere that John was online. So I was like, I'm going to go to this webinar. Showed up to the webinar. John barely spoke during this webinar. He was there to bring the people so he could get a commission check at the end of it based on how many people bought. So I showed up. I listened to this guy talk about his online course for creating courses that I didn't need. I didn't have a following at the time. But at the very end of the call, John spoke up and he's like, hey guys, I got a special offer for you. The first 10 people that buy this course are going to get a 10-minute strategy call with me. And like in that moment, instant, I knew I had to be one of those 10 people that bought the course. So I ran down the hall, grabbed my wallet, came back down the hall, was filling out the form and everything. And then as the orders were coming in, they were reading the names and they got three or four in. And then he said my name. And I was so excited because I was like, okay, I had a 10-minute strategy call. So he waited a month for the strategy call. And then he waited past that 30-day money-back guarantee window, basically what that was. Really smart. But he got past the 30 days. We had the call. In that 30 days, I built that funnel. I built that landing page for him, created the offer for him, where I offered to shoot a video for him for free, no cost to him. All of that, all in, after I paid for the course that I didn't need, after I flew to the conference he was speaking at to shoot the video, after I paid for all those expenses, about $4,000 to get in touch with John. And I did it that way instead of just cold DMing him, because I wanted it to be a heck yes for him and not just, oh, somebody DM'd me, it's just another fan DMing me. So I did something that he couldn't possibly ignore.
And I like what you just said, like you gave first before you asked for anything in return, right? So you bought his course. A lot of service providers or entrepreneurs will just do a cold outreach and a DM, which there's not really any value in a way. You're taking value. It's like you want him to pay you, but you paid him first, so to speak, by buying his course. And then you create that funnel to impress him enough that he wants to work with you.
Yeah. I mean, provide a weird amount of value. That's what I said to somebody the other day, a client. I was like, I'm just trying to provide a weird amount of value up front.
So for people to understand, like a funnel is a landing page, right? There is no difference. Is that correct?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, so a landing page is the first page of a funnel. So you can have a landing page, like if you have a squeeze page where it's just people land on it to get an email address and you give them something in return. That's a squeeze page. But the whole funnel where it then sends them to a thank you page, that makes up the rest of the funnel. So yeah, I mean, for all intents and purposes, it can be labeled as the same thing, but a funnel is a little bit bigger than just a landing page.
Yeah, so funnel is like a journey, right? So they go to your funnel, the first page they see, and then they buy something or they sign up, and then there's pages after that, right? There could be like an upsell page, book a call, thank you page, all that stuff. So that's the funnel process.
Exactly. I mean, it's better than a website for any of your guests out there who don't know what a funnel is at all. It is a way to get leads and sales. If you're a business that needs leads and sales, then you need a funnel because it just directs them through those courses of action to sell your thing and increase your average cart value.
For me, I have a website, but it's just for credibility, but I rarely use it. I don't throw any traffic to it, throw all the traffic into a funnel, right? That's how I get all my sales and call bookings. So in terms of getting into the funnel or landing page, you started with your own website. How did you discover ClickFunnels?
So I discovered ClickFunnels. I started following Russell somewhat after he was on John's show, actually, back in like 2016. That was when I first heard of him because he had the .com secrets book and he went on there to promote it and everything, 2015 to 16, somewhere around there. And heard about him then, but then kind of was loosely following him for a little bit until the OFA challenge when 2020 happened. And I didn't have any work. I was living in a camper that I had luckily paid for because I think that year we made like $15,000 total from all of my clients. But 2020 was really the introduction when I took the One Funnel Away challenge. That one really changed me.
I know ClickFunnels One Funnel Away challenge. So what was your first funnel? What was the product? Why don't you walk our audience, let them know how easy it is to build a funnel.
So yeah, I mean, my first product, I honestly don't remember what my first product was because it was a completely different business. The first funnel that I built outside of the One Funnel Away challenge, I took the One Funnel Away challenge. Then a guy that was following me on Facebook messaged me and he's like, hey man, I see you're doing like all this funnel stuff and all this marketing stuff. I'd love to hire you to come build me a funnel. I was like, that would be awesome because like I just learned how to do it. What a coincidence. And so I built him a funnel and that was the first funnel. Again, the first funnel I built outside of the One Funnel Away challenge, and it made him $20,000 in a weekend. So he launched it, put it out there. It was for a 6-week training course that he had going and he put it out there to his audience and he brought in $20,000 with the first run of it. I don't know what he did after that. I probably should have followed up with him again, but it was something he was going to plan on running every 6 weeks. And that was the first time he ran it. So I was really proud of that one.
How's your journey been with ClickFunnels since that time?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, that was built on ClickFunnels Classic because 2.0 was not out yet. Now they've released 2.0 a couple years ago. And they released it as a beta and it got a lot of flack. If you're out there listening, you're like, yeah, ClickFunnels 2.0 was a flop. It was released as a beta, so they didn't have all of the tools in there yet. I was in there. I saw what it looked like. I know it was very bare bones when they launched 2.0. But now, like, I run all of my funnels off of it for my mastermind and for all of my offers and all that kind of stuff. And I have clients who use it too. And I don't have any problems with it. It's been absolutely amazing so far. Building on it is such a breeze. The hardest parts of it are things like getting your domain connected and getting your email stuff set up. All of that is like one time. You do it at the beginning when you first get your account. And then you're just to the races. You build your funnel and then it's all about marketing and driving traffic to that funnel.
So the funnel is what people see, but in order for a funnel to work, you need to have a very good offer. So in terms of the offer, what offer do you recommend someone to create initially to get their feet wet into the funnel space?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into it really quick, if you're out there and you're really frustrated because like you have a website, I know like you said, you had one and it was like for credibility. I've been through this where I've had websites and I'm like, I would run ads. I just posted about this on Facebook today. I would run ads to my website and I would get people to land on my website and I wasn't converting anything. It was really annoying because I was just throwing money away. And then I interviewed somebody on my old podcast and they told me, yeah, never run ads to your homepage. That's a waste of money. And I laughed and he's like, what? I was like, I literally have been doing that for 2 years and now I know why I'm not getting any traction. So I basically built a funnel on my website at the time. Again, not an efficient one. And that one converted hand over fist more than the others. So if you're wanting to get started with funnels, if you're out there and you're frustrated because nothing seems to be working, I personally would suggest taking the One Funnel Away Challenge because it introduces you into that world. It goes step by step over the course of 30 days. So the first funnel you'll build is what's called a lead squeeze page funnel. So it's basically, it's a simple funnel, Max. So, I mean, you know what these are. It's basically somebody lands on it. You go out there and promote, say, hey, I've got this free guide or I've got this free mini course or this free webinar replay or whatever it is that you want to give away that offers value to your target audience, like immense value to your target audience. They land on the page, they put in their email address, the thank you page delivers on the thing that you just did. So it doesn't cost you any time. You set it up, you send traffic to it, and it grows your email list. Everybody knows that the email list is where the business is at. So you want to grow that with every step. So that's where I would start. Take the One Funnel Away Challenge and start with that lead squeeze funnel because that's going to be the quickest and easiest one to create and implement.
Yeah. So you're saying start off with a lead magnet. So like advertise like, oh, this is a free course or free guide, download my free guide to help you get whatever thing you want. And then all they have to do is sign up via email and they'll get it through their email. And then at that point, you got the email list and then you can build and nurture that email to potentially convert them into a buyer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the lead magnet can be all kinds of things. I mean, it really depends on who your target audience is. I mean, if you're B2B, and then you can say, hey, here's my top five emails. I'm going to give you an email swipe file of my top five most converting emails that make me the most money. And then you give those away as a PDF so people can then take it and change it and put it into their email sequence. Those kind of things are great. People love those kind of giveaways. For me, I give away funnels. So like I can generate a share funnel and say, hey, do you want my bridge funnel that makes me money passively? So people sign up for ClickFunnels and then I get paid whenever they use this bridge funnel. It's really cool.
So anyways, it's affiliate marketing. I signed up to Russell Brunson's like 5-day challenge or something, 5-day funnel challenge. And the whole thing is free, but you have to sign up for the ClickFunnels software. I think it's like a 14-day trial. If you end up sticking with it, that's when Russell Brunson and his team get the MRR, the monthly recurring revenue. And then that's how he builds up his customer and revenue base.
Exactly. I mean, honestly, whenever you're looking, you want to grow your business, your monthly recurring revenue, go look what Russell's doing. Look what ClickFunnels do. Honestly, look at what all the companies, if you hate ClickFunnels for whatever reason, go look what all the companies are doing. They want you to sign up. So like your first funnel challenge, 5-day challenge, it gets people in there because they want to learn. They want to grow. They want to get better. People, we just have this innate desire to get better. So he's like, hey, I'm going to give you 5 days of free training as long as you just sign up for a free ClickFunnels account. So he gets people on that monthly recurring revenue by just giving, again, a weird amount of value.
Yeah. Again, you can't just throw it sales pitches, right? You have to give a lot of immense value. And then in turn, they will want to buy from you after. It's the law of reciprocity.
Oh, I love that law. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, depending whenever you're out there listening to this or you're watching it, who is your target audience and what is something that you could give them on automation, something that doesn't take your time investment. You don't want to give away like a free coaching call. That's too much time investment. Give away something that can be automated through like ClickFunnels have things called workflows where it automatically sends emails and all that kind of stuff. What can you do that's automated that gives a great amount of value?
once they sign up, so they go through the Facebook ad and then they sign up with their email, they get the value through an email sequence, or they just get it right after they sign up. How does a business owner start nurturing that email to convert into an actual paid buyer?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, this is where the fun begins, because at this point, you've got the email. You've got their contact information. They know who you are. You've sent them the email with the thing that you're going to give them. Now you have like a nurture sequence set up. So it's like a 6-day email campaign talking through the different steps of like who you are and what do you do and that kind of stuff. It's very pointed as to what you say in this 6-step sequence. I won't go into it because it's a lot of information. It took me hours to write those 6 emails. But when you get the email, they know who you are because, hey, I want this thing. It seems very valuable. Sign up. Then an hour later, they get another email from me introducing myself to them, basically. And if you want to learn more on that, again, the One Funnel Away Challenge, day number 12, goes straight into that nurture sequence and how to set it up and what to say and all of that stuff.
All right. So that's the easiest funnel to get, right? To build, which is like one landing page. They sign up via email. And then there's a thank you page with next steps. And then there'll be an email in their inbox with the value add, which is, for example, a PDF guide.
Yeah,
and then there's an email sequence over time, whether it's to book a call for the high ticket.
Exactly. And I mean, you do the email sequence, you can sell more stuff that way. Also on that thank you page for that lead squeeze, you can link another funnel. So say, hey, if you have, say you have a mastermind like I do, you give away the free funnel on the lead squeeze. Say, hey, sign up. I'm going to give you this awesome free thing over here. They sign up on the thank you page. You're like, hey, here is your free thing. I'm also going to send it to you an email. But have you also seen that I have a mastermind at focusfunnelbuilders.com? Head over here to check out all that cool stuff. And then you have a button on that thank you page that then leads them to another funnel. So while you have them, it's called funnel stacking. You might as well send them somewhere else where you can go ahead and maybe they're interested enough and they're like, man, I'm loving this. I want to know more. Don't lose that lead by sending them away on that thank you page. So send them to your next offer. Send them to that next page where you can try to sell them something else.
So what's the proper offer ascension? Like I've seen some people do like a low ticket. So then they increase the quality of buyer. So maybe like a $7 thing. And then there might be an upsell later on or a call booking. At least now they're qualified. Because one of my struggles when I just did the lead magnet or book a call, getting a lot of unqualified leads and it was taking a lot of my time. But then when I made a low ticket item, let's say $7 or $17, yes, I got less conversions, but the quality of the leads were higher, so they were more likely to buy something from me. So what's your opinion in terms of like, should I do a free thing or should I do a low ticket so the leads are better quality right from the get-go, although it'll be lower conversion? So what's your thoughts on that debate?
Yeah. So have you heard of the linchpin model yet?
No.
Okay. So linchpin is the book Russell put out last year. Funnel Hacking Live 2023 was all about this business, and it's a business model. It's not a funnel type. And you, again, like all of Russell's books, you can get it at linchpinbook.com, free plus shipping. But it is a business model that shows you what to put into place where, so you can create monthly recurring revenue. So you have like a dramatic demonstration, whether it's a 5-day challenge or a webinar or something like that to get attention. And that sells them into like level 2 of your continuity. Oh gosh, there's just so much. I don't want to like word vomit on your audience here as I'm describing this. I can't synchronize. I can't say it quickly enough. But I would highly recommend getting the linchpin book because, to answer your question, Russell recommends giving away something free. He calls it the MIFGE, M-I-F-G-E. All capitals, it stands for the most incredible free gift ever. So basically, it's like a bribe to get people to sign up to your continuity. So you have a mastermind. Like I have a mastermind. It is $97 a month if you want to join. But I also have a MIFGE on the front. So if they want to join, it's like, hey, if you want level 1, where I give you like all these courses and all this kind of stuff, if you sign up using my Bridge Funnel for the One Funnel Away Challenge, I give you all of this stuff for free. Now, I do that because it gives me $30 to $60 a month recurring revenue. So with that free thing, it gets them in the door. I give them something free. Cool. I'm making recurring revenue now. So start with the free, get as many as you can. And then from there, upsell them to level 2, to my $97 a month package, to where they can join the mastermind and be on the calls and, you know, talk to the guests that I bring in, like Steve Larson and people like that, to talk about business. So yeah, I'm all for giving away something free. I mean, obviously there are other business models out there that charge, you know, low ticket offers, that kind of thing, Ascension. But I've been in business for 12 years now, and I've done it with one-off clients. My video production stuff has started with weddings, obviously, very obviously. Those are one-off clients. I'm not getting repeat weddings from wedding clients. But every video client was one-off. And I realized, like, I want monthly recurring revenue. So next month, I know exactly how much money I'm bringing in. So it's a great model to make sure it gives you that security in your life and in your business to know how much money you're going to be bringing in next month without having to go into promotion mode and sell something all over again.
In terms of money bringing in, we have to put money in first, right? I'm assuming a funnel doesn't work with just organic. Like, organic is a good start to test the offer. Let's say you have a sizable audience on like Instagram that you could sell to, but eventually that's going to run dry. You do have to run ads, correct?
Honestly, you don't have to run ads. So there's three types of traffic. There's earned traffic, owned traffic, and bought traffic. So earned is like you just said, like maybe you have a great Instagram following, maybe you already have an email list. Earned wouldn't be the email list. Earned is the Instagram following, the TikTok following, the Facebook following. You got out there and you put in work and those people follow you. Now you earned that traffic. Owned is your email list, because that can't be taken away from you. If Instagram decided it's changing its algorithm tomorrow and you're not going to be seen, you can't do anything about that. You don't own that traffic. TikTok constantly is changing things. You don't own the traffic. YouTube, you get it. So that is earned versus owned. And then bought traffic is the ads. So what you can do instead of buying ads, if somebody out there is like, I built a funnel, but I can't get any traffic to it, which happens so often, what you do is you study marketing. So you don't need to run ads. What I'm doing right now, coming on your podcast, is marketing. I signed up for, we didn't meet this way, but I also just signed up for a website called Podmatch. It was like $26 a month. And I've already booked myself on 5 podcasts over the course of the next week and a half. And I've been on there for 4 days at this point, 3 days. And you go on because I want to be where my target audience is. So I love serving entrepreneurs and helping them with their businesses and helping them with business ideas. So I put in there that I want to be on shows that have guests that talk to entrepreneurs. So that way I can come and serve those people. And then, hey, maybe I strike a chord with one or two people from your audience. And they're like, I want to get this guy's offer. I want to check out and see what his mastermind's about. So they go over there. So that way, it costs me $26 a month. I mean, yes, it's not free, but I'm earning more of that traffic. And then as they go to my funnel, they land there, they put in their email address. I'm going to own more of that traffic.
Got it. Okay. So own media is like what you actually own, email list. And then earned media is creating content on social, and then paid media or bought media, as you said, is like buying ads to drive traffic to your page as fast as possible, depending on how much you want to spend.
Exactly.
Do you use ads yourself, or are you, again, just doing more of that earned media or earned own media strategy where you're going on podcasts, potentially getting some email signups, et cetera?
I have run ads in the past. And one thing I've learned is that I've mainly done it on Facebook with like the Facebook and Instagram platforms. And honestly, it is just not user-friendly if you don't know what you're doing. If you go in there and you're like, I've never run ads before, it can't be that difficult. There's a reason that's like a full-time job that you can hire people to do, because it is its own platform that needs attention, needs understanding. Like Instagram and TikTok and all those change, the Facebook ads platform changes. Who you can serve ads to changes, the different parameters and everything changes. So I don't like running ads just because, one, I find it fun to come and do podcast tours and stuff like this, but two, it's just stressful and a headache. And while you're starting up, I would say go out and earn some more traffic before you try and buy it, unless you just have extra money. If you have extra money, then go hire somebody to run your ads for you. I know a couple of people if you need anybody.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we get to that a bit later. Okay, so they built their funnel. They tested the offer. Like, in terms of testing offers, how would you test an offer? What would be a good offer, like something of value to like give to your audience in exchange for an email address? What are some ideas of like good lead magnets that you can recommend? How do you know it's working compared to like trying to maybe do an A/B test? We'll do an offer for this funnel. We'll do an offer for this landing funnel. See which one converts better. Like, how do you decide what's the offer that you're going to go with?
Yeah. If you're out there and you have a business, maybe you have a podcast like Max here, or maybe you have a YouTube channel or a TikTok or Instagram where you have a following, you have people following you, listen to the questions they're asking, because that is your lead magnet. So for me, I created an offer for the One Funnel Away Challenge. So I give people a bunch of freebies if they use my affiliate link to join the One Funnel Away Challenge. And I created those freebies because I'm the host of the One Funnel Away Challenge. I see a lot of the problems that people have with the challenge themselves. So I went in and I was like, okay, I know how to solve all of these problems. So I'm going to create the courses. I'm going to create all the backend stuff and then give it to them for free when they use my affiliate link. So your audience will have the questions. Look for what they're wanting. If you don't have an audience, then dive into the world that you're wanting to serve and find out the problems they're having. Go on podcasts like this. Listen to episodes of podcasts like this, because the hosts know their audience. They're answering their questions. That's why they create episodes. I've had a podcast before. Somebody asks you a question, you're like, oh, that's a great episode idea. I'm going to go find somebody for that. And you go do an episode for them. So the things that are popping up on podcasts that you like are questions that people are asking. So answer those questions, put it in a PDF form. Like I said, do a webinar and then record the webinar and give it away as a lead magnet, stuff like that. One thing I want to talk against though is doing too much. Don't write a 200-page book and then give away a course. That's information overload. And for cold leads, that's what most of the landing page stuff is going to be. It's a lot of cold leads, but don't give away too much because it's too much, too fast. I did this recently. I didn't do it, but I downloaded one recently. This guy on TikTok trying to grow his list. So I was like, well, I'm going to funnel hack him. I'm going to go in there and see what he has to offer. Went on there and he's like, download my ebook. And I was like, okay, cool. An ebook. I'll check it out. And it was about affiliate stuff. And I downloaded it. And it also came with a course. The book was 180 pages long. And I downloaded it and I started reading it and I was like 3 pages in and I was like, man, he's like really telling a story here. I was like, how many pages is this? And I scrolled and I was like, yeah, I don't have the time commitment for a free ebook that I just downloaded on a whim. So I literally closed it and I never opened again. Couldn't tell you the guy's name. So something quick and easily digestible typically works better as a lead magnet.
Yeah, that's a good point you made because everybody thinks I only give a lot of value. So let me write like a 200-page thing, right? Or
yeah,
let me write
it's too
let
much.
Me, yeah, let me create a course with like 50 videos. Like everybody thinks like quantity is the most important value add, but it's not really about how much you put in. It's like what's the fastest way I can get you from A to B, and that's more valuable than creating a whole bunch of content for sake of like overwhelming your audience because you think that having more content means more value.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, something like the one pager things work really well. I know it sounds cheap, it sounds overdone, but if you provide enough value, get enough curiosity going on that landing page and in your hooks that you're putting out on social media and everything, get enough curiosity going so people are like, I have to see what this one pager says. It's like, you know, 5 tips to doing X, you know, whatever your niche is. Creating that curiosity is a great way to do it. And then actually provide value in the lead magnet that you give them. You don't want to get their email address and then have a really lame thing that now they associate you with.
We talked about this a bit offline. Obviously, ClickFunnels is one funnel software. There's Go High Level, which I use now. There's a debate on like what funnel software to use. The reason why I left ClickFunnels for Go High Level, it's cheaper than the ClickFunnels, at least when I signed up. I'm not sure what the prices are now. The other thing was a CRM integration involved as well, where I could book get appointments booked and then I have my contact information. I don't need like a separate email software. When I did ClickFunnels like a couple of years ago, I had to get ConvertKit to integrate with ClickFunnels. Then I had to have Calendly as well. So there was a few tools to integrate with ClickFunnels to make it work properly compared to like Go High Level, where they have the booking form. Yeah, they do SMS, they do emails, maybe not as good as ConvertKit, but at least there's a way to send it. So what my question to you is, with so many softwares out there to create funnels, why do you decide to promote the ClickFunnel software compared to others out there?
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to talk to this. So I see people constantly using Go High Level. And like you said, it's ultimately at the end of the day, they're all different tools that you can use. Now, ClickFunnels is the best one. I'm just kidding. I'm obviously a ClickFunnels fan. I'm not just going to mess with you. I do love ClickFunnels, but for more reasons than the tools. But for one, yeah, whenever you do ClickFunnels Classic, you needed all these other things. You needed, like you said, like ConvertKit and all these different CRMs. With ClickFunnels 2.0, it's pretty much all included. So it basically goes head to head now with Go High Level with what they have to offer. And I know some people, again, you get people on both sides. I try to be as neutral as possible about it because I don't want to come off like a fanboy or whatever. But I mean, at the end of the day, you can build a funnel on Wix if you want to, you know, you don't need ClickFunnels, but I personally love it because it has everything you need. You can now send emails directly from ClickFunnels. You don't need a different email tool. You can book your appointments on there. It has a scheduling tool built into it now. It has all the stuff and they're constantly releasing new things. I've worked with the devs on some things. Like I'm an ambassador for ClickFunnels as well. It's like a free thing that I got chosen to be. So like we're on the back end and we get to talk with other employees and that kind of stuff. I was that before I worked with them. But I love what they're doing. I love how much they're progressing. I love the amount of knowledge that you get, like things like the Your First Funnel Challenge or the One Funnel Away Challenge or Funnel Hacking Live, the massive conference, marketing conference they throw every year, which is absolutely amazing. All of that stuff helps educate people so they know what they're doing better. They know how to make a better funnel. It's not just here's a funnel software, good luck. It's here's a funnel software, but also here's a bunch of trainings. Here's a podcast you can listen to. Here's some YouTube videos you can watch. Here's, you know, 3 courses on the back end. It's all that. And then the community on the back end of ClickFunnels. It's one of the coolest communities I've ever been a part of in an online space, with the online interaction between the ClickFunnels group. And again, since I'm on the inside, the ClickFunnels official Facebook group has close to 300,000 members at this point. And for a time there, I was actually on the ClickFunnels group and I left it years ago because it was all spam. Every time you would post, you'd get spam. And there are those people out there who are really creative at getting in there and spamming that we're just constantly trying to get rid of. It's really difficult. But somebody came in, again, his name's Danny Walsh. He came in and he's like, we need to fix the Facebook groups for ClickFunnels. So he's actually in there. He's been in there the past year now, I guess, correcting that ship. And it's a big ship. You know, he's trying to fix it, trying to weed out all the spammers, trying to create new methods to get them all out there. But the people on there, the actual people who are there, love to help. They want to help figure things out. Like I was in there earlier today helping somebody out in the group, the VIP group for One Funnel Away. Amazing people. The communities are amazing. And then when you get together at Funnel Hacking Live, you know, every year, just strengthens that. So having an online community that strong for a software company is kind of what won me over, because it gives you like that camaraderie and that, you know, gives you people to lean on and friends. I've made friends in ClickFunnels now because of that community.
Yeah, I think the one big thing that Google High Level can't compete with is the community, like the Funnel Hacking Live. I think it was in Florida, right?
Yeah, Orlando. Ago.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, like you can like network with people, you can exchange ideas. Like Google High Level is very siloed. Like a lot of people just do their own thing. I don't really see like a huge like community support on Google High Level compared to ClickFunnels. So I think like, yes, again, I'm not sure what the prices are now, but assuming that ClickFunnels is more expensive than Go High Level, if you're just starting out as an entrepreneur, consultant, or coach, ClickFunnels may be the better option, because then you have a community that you can bounce ideas off with and make you stronger, right? Because it goes back to you are who you associate with, right? So if you're in the wrong room, you're not going to get the ideas you need to really propel your business forward.
Yeah, I mean, and I know for a lot of people out there, you're looking at the price of ClickFunnels or even the price of Go High Level. I think it's at $97. Again, don't hold me to that. I don't use them. ClickFunnels, you can get in there. Their base plan is $127 and it goes up to $197, I think, or maybe $207 if you do like annually. Anyways, if you're looking at it and you're like, that's just too expensive, I don't know what Go High Level structure is, but with ClickFunnels, you can be an affiliate for them. So especially if you have an audience, Max, you might even like this. If you're not doing it, you might want to look into this. So you can become an affiliate for ClickFunnels and they give you 30% commission. So you get somebody to sign up, you get recurring revenue. As long as they stay with ClickFunnels, you get that commission. So between $30 and $60 a month, depending on which plan they choose, you get that 30% commission. So you can just build that up over time. And once you get to 100 people, 100 affiliates, they'll give you what's called the Dream Car Award. And they pay for your lease on your vehicle up to like $400. Like a lot of cool stuff. But if you don't care about the Dream Car and you're like, I don't want to be an affiliate, I just want a free software, sign up for ClickFunnels, use my affiliate link, obviously, sign up and then go be an affiliate for them for a short period to get 5 people to pay to sign up as well. And then your ClickFunnels is basically free every month because they're going to be sending you more money than you're paying them. So, I mean, that's a kind of a hack way to get around it and get a free ClickFunnels account if you really want to.
Yeah. Like I signed up for this group business coaching a couple of years ago and like she did do business coaching in terms of getting leads, but she needed all her students to sign up for ClickFunnels. And obviously I know why, right? It's the affiliate marketing portion of it. And like you said, like once you get a certain amount of affiliates signing up to ClickFunnels, you basically get ClickFunnels for free. And then you obviously get more money after the fact.
Oh yeah. It's honestly, it's really great. I was telling people in the OFA challenge about it today because they were talking like, I don't have a product. I don't know what I'm going to sell. And maybe you're in the same boat where you're like at a job you hate and you don't know how to make money. And you're like, I don't have a product. I don't have an audience. Then go be an affiliate for ClickFunnels. Join the One Funnel Away challenge. Go be an affiliate for ClickFunnels. Do that challenge. Build a bridge funnel to sell that thing. I mean, you get 10 people. That's an extra $300 a month. And it's fun.
Yeah, yeah. What's the award that, is it called the 2-comma award? I see the like pictures with basically you have a plaque and they have Russell Brunson and maybe someone else beside you and they take a picture. What's the award called? Is it 2-comma?
2-comma Club.
Oh, 2-comma Club. Okay.
Yeah. When you sell $1 million in one funnel in 1 year and there's like 2,900 people now who have done that on ClickFunnels.
It's not million cumulative, it's 1 million 1 year. So now there's a time limit to that.
Yeah, there's a time limit. So you have to be able to sell $1 million worth of stuff in 1 year. Now, that doesn't mean you're a millionaire. It means you've sold $1 million worth of product, obviously, in 1 year. So, and then they have the 2-comma Club X, which is $10 million in a year. And then a couple of years ago, they actually had to create the 2-comma Club C, which is $100 million in 1 year in one funnel. So somebody hit that and they had to come up with an award for it.
You know Alex Hormozi, right? I think he did ClickFunnels when he first started off and now he's like obviously an entrepreneur investor, but he started off with Gym Launch with ClickFunnels, right? If I remember.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So like a lot of notable names that you see in the internet space start off with ClickFunnels before they branch off to do their own thing. So it's definitely a great start for people who want to be a successful entrepreneur, like Alex, as an example.
Oh, I mean, it's a great place. And then, like I said, when you're there, you're constantly learning new things. You're learning how to become a better entrepreneur, how to sell better, how to create better funnels so you can sell more, how to market and outreach, all that kind of stuff. So it is kind of an all-in-one training program for how to be an entrepreneur as well.
So the other issue is like saturation. And what I mean by that is I see a lot of ads on Instagram, Facebook about like helping like course creators, helping coaches. There's a course for this, a course for that. So what's your opinion about like, is it too late to get in this space because there's so much competition of selling the same type of thing? What's your thoughts on that?
No, absolutely not. So, I mean, watch it over the next 3 years, 4 years, you'll see people popping up you've never heard of. You'll start seeing my name all over the place now because I'm into marketing mode. My funnels are built and now I shift. So I take off the funnel builder hat and I put on the marketer hat. It's never too late because say you want to create a course on how to paint. And there's already somebody out there who has the market on how to paint. They already have a course on that. Everybody knows their name, but they're not you. They're not going to speak the same way. They don't have the same charisma type as you. Maybe they're really fun and playful and you're like, oh, I'm going to make the best paintings ever so I can make money. You know, maybe it's a different style, a different concept. There's room for so many different people out there. It's not oversaturated, but the problem people have when they feel like it's oversaturated is because they're looking at that other person saying, well, I can't compete with them. You know, and they're trying to speak in their same voice and they're trying to always compare themselves to that other person who's leading the industry. And that's what's not what you need. Like for me, with my mastermind, it's $97 a month and I have a 100 person cap on my mastermind. So at no point can I have more than 100 members, but that's 10 grand a month. And there's 8 billion people on the planet. I need 100 of them in a mastermind with me to work on funnels and build better and have a better life and live less stressed. It's not a hard thing to do.
Yeah. And let's say you don't target the whole world. Let's say it's just US only. US is what, 350 million? And you need 100 people out of 350, right?
How many people out there listening to this right now are like, hey, yeah, an extra 120 grand a year would change my life a little bit. Yeah. For 100 people. That's what I'm saying. Like there's people out there. There. Oh, what was her niche? There was a lady I heard about the other day who had a horror. It was like the Miss Murder Mystery Parties, a knitting club of murder mystery parties. Don't really know what it entails, but that is her niche. It's murder mystery knitting. And she has hundreds of people paying her monthly to be a part of that. She has a full-blown business on that hyper niche down thing. So maybe if you're out there and you're trying to compete and you can't get people, niche down further. That could be the solution right there. But yeah, there's definitely enough people out there for you to change your life.
There's like predictions, like where do you see the internet marketing funnel space in the next couple of years?
That's a great question. So I've been hearing about the monthly recurring revenue, the memberships, the masterminds, that kind of stuff for the past year, since before Russell put out his linchpin book. So at Funnel Hacking Live, they have a trajectory of predicting what's coming in the marketing world. It's a massive marketing conference. There's thousands of people there. And this year was all about monthly recurring revenues and creating those memberships so people can join. So you have community. Honestly, like I feel like creating a membership or a mastermind is what I call mine. It's less of like a money grab than like selling something one-off, because you sell something one-off, you sell it, you deliver the thing and cool, you go on, you're promoting it to the next person. With a mastermind, you have to be delivering for your members. They're paying you every month. You have to be really good at relationships. You have to be constantly trying to provide value and, you know, love on those people who are in your group. So it's going to take, I feel like, a turn more towards relationships, building up those relationships to create that monthly recurring revenue. Because that is the thing that's going to give you your freedom in your life and your business, having that monthly recurring revenue coming in thousands of dollars every month, you know, just relieves a lot of stress.
Yeah. Like the thing about you get a new customer, but like once they're done the agreement, then you have to get new customers. It's always an effort to get new customers. But if you can increase the lifetime value of a customer through MRR, it's going to make your life a lot easier. And you don't have to stress about trying to get new clients every single month or new customers.
Exactly. I mean, again, I did that for years with my video business. Or I'd shoot a wedding and then that client's done. They've paid me their few thousand dollars and they're on to the next phase in their life. And I'd have to go back into promotion mode and find more clients, you know, to fill those next spots. And it just, it burns you out and it runs you ragged. But if you can like, hey, I've created my funnel, I've created my mastermind, here's what it is. And then you go on like a podcast tour and you go guest post on blogs and you go on YouTube channels and you collaborate with those people and you're doing all this marketing work and you fill up your group and you have 100 people. Now your marketing is so much easier at that point because you have 100 people there spreading your word of mouth. if somebody wants to learn how to paint now, they're like, oh, dude, I just joined this painting mastermind. You have to come check it out. It's absolutely amazing. You know, we have calls every week and he drops tips and tells us what tools to use and all this kind of stuff. They're going to be talking about your mastermind for you. So the marketing, once you get it full and people leave because life changes, life moves on, whatever. I know people who run masterminds like this where they don't have to market anymore. Somebody leaves, they have a waiting list of people. They just say, hey, spot just opened up. Do you want to join? They're like, yeah, sign me up. And they go sign up. And so all of their effort isn't spent on building the funnel or building the next offer or building the next thing. It's spent on nurturing the people who are already paying you every month, because those are the people who are just going to continue to sing your praises.
Yeah. Like, you were in the wedding space, I'm in the career coaching space. So once they get a job, there's really nothing to really do after, right? You did videography for weddings, right? That's what you said, right?
That's what I started out with. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, once you do the video shoot for the wedding, then they're done, right? There is no like retention unless they get divorced a couple of years from now and then they come back to you, right? But God forbid that happens. But if they don't get divorced, you have to like keep chasing like new couples and always generating new business. And that's the issue with some of these service-based services. Like weddings, career coaching, it's a lot harder compared to like, for example, the ClickFunnels, the MRR. As long as someone's running a business and need to make money, like there's always going to be a purpose of running ClickFunnels on a monthly basis.
Oh yeah, I mean, keep the funnels up because it grows your waiting list. So like I have mine set up to where, you know, once it's full, they can still set up a call with me. So it's an application funnel because I only have 100 spots. I want to make sure we don't get spammers or jerks in the group or whatever. So I actually get on a phone call and talk with everybody like Zoom or whatever and talk with them to make sure they're a good fit and they like me and I like them. So you keep it going. And once you're full, once you have 100 people, if you wanted to do that, then you just leave the funnel up and let people join. And when they join the call, say, hey, we're currently full up, but we have a waiting list. If you're open to join that, we can still continue with the call. So that way you have a waiting list of people. So when somebody leaves, you reach out to that person and see if they still want to join. So yeah, that's leaving up.
Exactly. So we're still in like the first quarter of 2024. If someone wants to dive into the funnel world, have no like technical expertise, what is something that you would recommend doing or getting started off with?
Yeah, 100% the One Funnel Away Challenge. Again, that's what I took in 2020 and it changed my life. Obviously made a bunch of changes in my life from what I was making in my video business to what I'm doing today. But it informs you, it teaches you, it guides you through the whole process of creating your business and building your funnels. If you want to take it and you want some extra freebies from me, then go to focusedfunnelbuilders.com/OFA, stands for One Funnel Away. And there you'll see a bridge page, an example of bridge page. I'm actually going to be putting kind of meta. I'm going to be putting that bridge page, that share funnel on the bridge page. So whoever signs up for the One Funnel Away Challenge gets that bridge funnel. They can then go and basically change out the video, change out the graphics, and have their own bridge page done, ready to launch so they can start selling ClickFunnels and getting that commission. But focusfunnelbuilders.com/OFA. I have a couple different courses in there, a giveaway, all kinds of things to make your journey into learning this funnel building process way easier.
And I know with the internet world is very instant gratification, right? So how long does it take for someone to like take your program or just sign for ClickFunnels, build the funnel, start getting leads in and start getting sales? Like what's the timeline for people who are listening and are interested?
Okay. And I always preface this, got in the habit of doing this because of the FTC. These are not income claims. The stuff, not everybody is able to do it. It takes a certain level of hyper-focus and a certain level of work. So if you're somebody who doesn't mind some hard work and some focus and working, then cool, it can work for you. I've seen in the first week of the OFA challenge, you'll have your lead squeeze page done. So you have like a pre-week where you're learning stuff on the back end, how the software works, all that kind of stuff. The first week of facilitated training, the stuff that I'm in there hosting and leading everybody through, you get your lead squeeze page funnel done. So you can go ahead and start grabbing emails. You can start building that list. We've had people finish the challenge and be making sales, be making money. So like by day 30, they already have a business growing. They're selling their thing. Again, not an income claim. You got to work hard at it, but it is possible to do within 30 days, have a business up and running and be making money.
Yeah. Again, like for ClickFunnels, it's just a tool, right? It's not this magic bean that you can get.
Exactly.
Right? But
so many people think that.
ClickFunnels gives you the tools that give you the community to help you be successful, but ultimately you still have to do the work on your side.
Exactly. And like I used to use WordPress. I was a heavy WordPress user for years and kept getting hacked. And oh my gosh, I got hacked like 4 or 5 times before I finally was just like, you know what? I'm just moving everything over to ClickFunnels. It was more expensive for me, but now that I'm getting paid affiliate commissions, it's actually way cheaper for me. But yes, I mean, go sign up for that One Funnel Away Challenge because it trains you on everything. Like the first part, it helps you define who you're serving. So if you don't know that, like it gets really deep into a lot of psychological stuff that goes into your sales to help you get more sales. So it's really great challenge to get your feet wet, get you dive in and get your funnels built so you can start making money.
Sounds great, Matt. Really appreciate the conversation in terms of ClickFunnels, how it's so easy to set up your business like with one page via the ClickFunnels software. And I hope that people who are listening right now are going to take action, whether it's signing up for your course or just signing up for ClickFunnels on their own to start making some money and get that financial freedom they're looking for.
Absolutely. I love it. Thanks for the conversation, Max. It was great.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening. And if you found this content valuable, here's three ways I can help you achieve your career goals for free. First, subscribe to this podcast as I post 2 episodes a week. Number 2, leave a 5-star review as this helps build the credibility of the show so we can gain access to more influential people to interview and bring those lessons to you to help elevate your career. And number 3, connect with me on social media. There's a link in the show notes for you to click on that compiles all my active social media accounts, making it easy for you to find me and connect with me. Thank you again for listening, and until next time. Time.